your mind, we may cause the anger in your side, the cause till we got plaster. I run the night, I'm a wee bastard. Now we bother all chopped in my flow. Got ready, I need you, clean as you show. I can bear wine and eat in your hand. Keep me to the box, or rack me a line. Shop a shovel, keep a burns in a thirst. I turn up here, so they wanna learn, learn, learn. No matter about the cost, we'll pay them in advance. We'll take off our tops and set them to a trance. You only get one chance, I'm a voluntary bliss, I feed them romance. I figure we think, but they even get a glance. So take a deep breath, I'ma go for a dance.
Are we in the deep down? Drop the t-shirt, the shit go deep down. There's a come on, you know it's pretty hard. So I'm not sure when I'll see ya. Are we in the deep down? Drop the t-shirt, the shit go deep down. There's a come on, you know it's pretty hard. So I'm not sure when I'll see ya.
Long way from the days when weight rock, weight rock, weight lostness. Johnny make drops, no one's all over me, your lips full of ice pops. Sure looks roger, whack a Johnny, shock a run your clodger. Ricky made a cock than a living starch, and it's an after, so come sir, clodger. Parody in your ass, go more, it was hectic and low, but still we're asking for more information, you're more score. Try than a fast forward, that's not like before, no more tickets on the door. Sayonara, Makara's got another flight to catch tomorrow. Actual, pure actual, I'll come at the front and bang, but I'm still a seeing fella.
Sayonara with Paul Hartnell, who you might better know as Orbital, another dancey banger by the Irish rap trio. We also had music on that last set from Jadu Hart, who are going to be playing a show in Toronto very soon, unlike Kneecap, whose tours just got cancelled. And, you know, they're asking people to write that particular MP and write their MPs in general. I mean, the whole censorship thing is concerning. We also had music from Aura Glow, had a new song called Passion Dance that they've just put out that I really enjoyed for how many different things are going on at the same time. I want to move quickly so we can listen to some more music in the second half of this show now. We've got time until 9:30, and I'm going to play us some new music from Alpha, the Welsh rock band, friends of the show. They put out their album last year called Orchidu, or From Shadows, and it was just like really good, really heavy stuff. But this is their first new release since then. It's called Disgrazia, and what a time it's been for Alpha. They've now been a band for 10 years, and so they've kind of been celebrating that, going on tour. They've also recently opened for Alabama 3 in Wales, and just they're a great band generally. So we're going to be listening to this new track. You spell their name Alpha, so do go check them out because their songs are incredible. And we've also got a new single from Jasmine 40 that I'm going to play for us on the show. Jasmine's coming to town as well. She's starting off her North American tour playing in Toronto. She's playing at the Baby G. She released her debut album this January, I think. It's called You Are the Morning, and she's been signed to Phoebe Bridgers' label. The album's been produced by Lucy Dacus, who's been a big supporter of Jasmine and her work, and she's taken her on tour as well. And this is the beginning of the tour. It's going to be a pretty big one, but even leading up to that, she's released a deluxe version of You Are the Morning, and it has a couple of tracks that are written for a friend of hers who's currently being held in prison for protesting for Palestine and stuff. And the song is called I Can't Believe I Did This Without You. It's a fundraiser as well. You can find the album at Jasmine 4T, jasmine4t.bandcamp.com. And then lastly, I've also got some music from a Belfast-based artist called Crack Killers, spelled C-R-A-I-C, like the crack. And I don't really know a lot about this artist, but they're a bilingual kind of alternative, punky, slight touches of hip-hop artist in there as well. I would say, like, if you're a fan of Kneecap, you're probably going to enjoy their work, and it's punkier than that. And they have a new single out, and I couldn't actually tell you what it's called, because as much as I can speak Welsh, I can't speak a lick of Irish. But the name of the song, the initials of the first of the letters of the but the initials of the song title would shorten as BBC. And it's sort of about BBC stuff. It's a political song about censorship and all of that. And you can find them on their website, crackkillers.co.uk. So we're going to be listening to that song. And then we'll have more music when we come back. So let's get started off with Disgrazia by Alpha. You're listening to The Yellow Brick Road on CFRC Radio.
secure them. Then you drive up back to Richmond in the test that you got given. They'll tell you it's a war on the BBC. It's what you're paying for. Oh, the BBC, I'm giving you the score. On the BBC, it's what you're paying for. Defund the BBC. They're gonna lie to me, they're gonna lie to you. They wanna form all your opinions for you. They're gonna lie to me, they're gonna lie to you. No, 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 independence, that's for you or me or anyone. Fuck. No, 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 independence, that's for you. Oh, I hate the BBC, I fucking hate the BBC. I ain't got no fucking bias, I also hate RTE. They're telling you it's a war. What you're paying for? Oh, the BBC, I'm giving you the score. And the BBC, it's what you're paying for. Defund the BBC, it's what you're paying for. Defund the BBC, it's what you're paying for. Defund the BBC, it's what you're paying for.
Brand new music from the Belfast-based artist Crack Killers. A punkier track out there. I can't say the name of the song, but you know it's BBC, but it stands for something else in this Irish song. We also had some music from Jasmine Forty, a brand new song of hers called I Can't Believe I Did This Without You, and it's about a friend of hers who is currently who's kind of been on tour with her for a long time and has been kind of a supporter and almost like, you know, doubling as tour manager and security and all that stuff, and is a good friend of hers from Manchester, and she's currently sitting in prison. So I know that they're fundraisers right now, and they have a fund to get her friend kind of basic supplies and everything while she's in there as a political protester. But if you want to see Jasmine performing live, she is kicking off her tour this weekend. So if you fancy coming down to Toronto for a show on Friday, she's going to be playing at the Baby G. We also had some music from Alpha, a song called Disgrazia. Oh, and one thing, sometimes people ask about the instrumentals that I'm using, and I try and mention them every time because they're also all really good songs in their own right. Once again, I'm making use of the incredible Juice Joint, who are a London-based jazz band. This is not the Juice Joint song, but the one that I had played earlier was called JD. But for my instrumentals this week, I've kind of gone back to the big ones. I've been using a song by Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds called Pretty Boy, because I just love the instrumentation of that particular song. And what you're listening to right now is Johnny Marr's song Newtown Velocity. Again, the instrumental version, just because I really love the guitar work that he does. He, as a matter of fact, is on both tracks, because Johnny Marr also does play the guitar on Pretty Boy. So there you are. We've got time for maybe one last set before I leave you all for this week. So I will see you all next week. You know, great week of shows. I don't really know if I'm going for any of them yet, but if I do, I will let you know. Just as I let you know that CMAT was incredible. What a performer she is, because I saw her on Monday, and you know, she comes out with her whole crew, who they call the Very Sexy CMAT Band. That is actually the band name, I'm not passing judgment. And they come on out, they do their little like dance routines. It's somewhere between a pop music show, and there's obviously a very heavy country element as well, because CMAT is a country artist, and there's like this incredible alternative rock stuff too. She's an incredible singer as well, and I don't know how she's out there in her like her pencil boots, her cowboy boots, doing these jumps and twists and turns and still belting out high notes. But it is a really fun show. Do go see her if you have the chance to. Pulp as well, you know, who I saw the next night, an incredible artist. I saw them last year, and you know, this time they were playing a much bigger show. They were playing to 16,000 people at Budweiser stage, and it is really the venue for them. They are an arenas band, and there's just something about like the way they've endured and the way that it comes across in some of their older songs, in songs like The Fear, where they're talking about, you know, how you're going to be singing this song later on when you're going through, say, a panic attack or whatever else. And it's true, isn't it? Like, Pulp's legacy has endured, and I don't know how Jarvis Cocker is still so, like, so he's still dancing around on stage, he's still jumping off of PAs and, you know, running all up and down and doing this very theatrical show. He's 60 years old, and I think 61, in fact, this year. So absolutely incredible that Pulp have endured all this while, and they're an incredible band. And I'm glad that I did get to catch that show. So we'll see what other shows, you know, there's so many of them coming up this week. I'll be back with the latest news on all that. But I'm going to leave you with three songs. One's going to be a new song by a British artist. And then after that, I'm going to throw to two Canadian bands as well, just so we can ease into the next show. But I've got a band called The Dassins, if I'm saying their name right. They're a band from Leeds, and I came across them on social media this week. I found their Instagram. And they had some really cool tunes on there, so I'm going to play some for you. They have a new single called As Time Goes By, and it's very kind of, it's jangly indie. I love what's going on there. And I remember they'd mentioned something about writing B-sides, which I don't think a lot of people do anymore, especially not up-and-coming bands, for obvious, like, constraints of, like, material and money and whatnot. But I do appreciate they're doing that, or writing B-sides at least. You can find them on Bandcamp. They are at The Dassins, spelled dassins.bandcamp.com. And that's the single I'm going to be playing, As Time Goes By. Then I've got some new music from a Toronto band, The High Loves. They have a new EP called All the Things You Want to Hear. And they said that this project was about them getting back to their musical roots, finding the sounds and the songs that they connected with as kids and ultimately drove them to becoming musicians. It's shaped, they say, by grief, loss, longing, fear, triumph, friendship, humor, and love. They said it's us at our most raw and vulnerable and our most creative. And they kind of like, they're grateful to be creating music still. And you can find their EP on Bandcamp. They are at thehighloves.bandcamp.com. And I'm going to be playing us a song off of it that I really enjoyed called Good Intentions. And lastly, I'm going to finish with some music by Maggie Merlin, the incredible Maggie Merlin, Montreal-based alternative musician whose music I've always really enjoyed. She was at Oceaga earlier this year, as a matter of fact, and she played at the new music stage, the Sirius stage, because at the very last minute as well, because Wonderhorse pulled out and the band that was supposed to be playing in the slot she took got promoted to fill in for Wonderhorse. So, and she played an incredible set, but she has been on Glam Cult TV recently, and she did a cover of Idol's song Pop 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 that was on their last album, and I think is one of my favorite Idol songs ever. So I'm going to be playing us that. You can listen to it and find it at Maggie Merlin, spelled M-A-G-I-M-E-R-L-I-N, maggiemerlin.bandcamp.com. That's going to be the last thing you hear from me this week, so stay safe, look after each other, and I will see you all next week. I'm going to leave you with The Dassins. This is As Time Goes By. See you next week. Goodbye. Bye.
Till the river runs dry. Okay, you are listening to CFR CFM 101.9 FM, cable channel 282 in Kojiko, and available on the World Wide Web at www.cfrc.ca. I am Weave. I am the semi-disembodied voice at this point, as I am currently not live in the basement of Carruthers Hall here in the beautiful epicenter of Queen's University. I'm off doing, you know, other things at this point that are probably fun too, but, you know, not as fun as rocking the live tunage. So, you know, not being here, I have to figure out something that will make everything a little, you know, something entertaining for these shows when I put it together, you know, on a day that I'm just sort of kicking it here, you know, recording. And I've mentioned this before, that I've been doing this radio thing for a while, and sometimes I have like these kind of dream shows, if you will, sort of like little seeds in the back of my head that I'm like, well, this could make a very interesting show if I do this. And one of them that has been sort of floating around my head for many years, but I just never actually did it. And I was kind of like getting ready here, and I was like, you know what? Now is the time to do it. So what I'm going to do over the next hour and a half is I'm going to play only Stevie Wonder and the Butthole Surfers. So it's basically going to work like a back and forth. So I'm going to start with a Butthole Surfer song, then I'm going to play a Stevie Wonder song, and then it's going to kind of tag team between the two. And when I've told people I'm going to be doing this, the first reaction is, well, why those two? And I don't really know. I'm not even really sure why I came up with this idea or how it even germinated in my head. But it's just sort of this thing that, you know, sometimes you do these shows enough, besides entertaining the audience, you kind of got to entertain yourself a little bit. So this is sort of like, I guess, my gift to myself is this show. So like I said, the next hour and a half, nothing but the Butthole Surfers and then Stevie Wonder, and it's just gonna go back and forth between the two for the next little while. Now, one thing I should mind is that some songs in this set are gonna have language that is gonna be, you know, potentially offensive to some, so you might want to tune out, because, you know, those Stevie Wonder songs can get pretty vulgar on occasion, you have to say. But seriously, there are a few, so if you are, you know, worried about, you know, to certain words and stuff, maybe tuning out the next hour and a half might be most prudent. So I'm going to start it off with, like I said, Butthole Surfers, and this one is from their classic album, Locust Abortion Technician. This is Sweet Loaf on CFRC.
The funny thing about regret is that it's better to regret something you have done than to regret something you haven't done. And by the way, if you see your mom this weekend, would you be sure and tell her,
Satan! Satan! Satan!
book and a time to cry, but the Shaw sleeps in Lee Harvey's grave! There's a time to shit and a time for God! The last shit I took was pretty fucking hot! There's a
like he's down to Florida. And I'm gonna bowl me a perfect game. I'm gonna cut off my leg down in Florida. And I'm gonna dance one-legged off in the rain. Well, they say the Sydney 48 was blind man. And they say that LBJ was a Soviet Jew. I said that when I go down to Florida way, there ain't no kind of sexual healing that I would not, should not, or could not do. I said it right here. Well, I'm moving down to Florida. And you know that I'm gonna have to potty train the Chairman Mao. And I'm gonna make the governor write my doo-doo a letter, child. And then I'm gonna grind me a White Castle slider out of India's sacred cow. Well, I'm going down to Florida, child. And I'm gonna build me the atomic bomb. I'm gonna hold time hostage down in Florida, child. Ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do, stepchild. By this time, I guess you figured out about Florida. Turn the muddy water into Vaseline stained. Maybe making tadpoles the size of Mercury's in Florida. That'd be telling Julio Iglesias what to sing now. Well, whoever said that Sidney Poitier was a blind man, knew the same of Elvis Presley, too. Because all the sausages that dance like Ray Bolger on the hood of a car in a traffic jam. No, just exactly what to do right here.
Teach him what to do.